On the show today, we have two scores. Amanda McMeans on the program talking about her new podcast called Inspiration. You got to check it out. Program, we have a recurring guest, even though you were on, like, what, 2011? Amanda McMeans. How are you, Amanda?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. We saw each other a couple of months ago at the Sea Water Cooler Disruption conference gathering, whatever you want to call it. It was a great show. It was good to see you there as well. So caught up a little bit. And it's been a while, because the last time you were on the show, it was back in 2011, like we were talking before the recording, and you were, like, going for the Q's Next Top Credit Union Exec competition, and so you did very well in that contest as well. And now you got your own company called Two Score. Before we talk about, we want to talk about your podcast today, but let's talk about Two Score. Tell us what you're doing now.
Yeah, well, I can't believe we were just talking before this started that it was 6 years ago, and I was thinking about all of the things that have happened since that time. Oh, I got married. Yeah. I started my company. Like, a lot of things have happened in the last few years. It's amazing how time flies.
It's all good, sounds like.
Yeah, it's all good.
Good.
So Two Score was founded out of several different things. One of them was that my dad was very ill at the time, and my husband's an entrepreneur and had been as of the time that I started in fall of 2014. Yeah. And as of that time, my dad was in the hospital a lot, and we were already in my family in the entrepreneurship mode as when my husband launched a very successful financial planning company. So we were kind of used to that already, and my dad was in the hospital more and more and more, and I needed a job that afforded me some more flexibility. Right. And I didn't, you know, we thought that we were going to lose him. So it was actually one of the other things that we really like to do, me and my husband, is we like to travel. And so we had an upcoming trip planned to Paris, and we were sitting having lunch in Paris, and he was like, you know, we don't know what the future holds. You need to be with your family right now. So just quit your job. When we get back, we'll figure it out. And over the next couple of months, I spent a lot of time with my family and friends and just really thought about what I wanted to do. You know, everybody who's worked at a credit union before loves the industry. I mean, we're all here because we love credit unions. They have a wonderful story to tell. They have a great mission. And so I knew that I wanted to focus only on credit unions. But, you know, talking marketing speak, choosing a niche market for my company was really important. And I saw a huge need for small credit unions. One's 100 million in assets and under. I mean, we just signed on a client that's 5 million in assets.
Oh my God.
They have like itty bitty marketing budgets, but you know, they deserve to have robust brands and tell their story and have affordable marketing talent at their disposal. So that's why I started Two Score, and 10 states and over 20 clients later, here we are.
Wow, look at you. Wow, yeah. Congratulations. That's awesome. I love to hear success stories like that, especially in the entrepreneurship, and you're sticking to your core as well, credit union. So well done. What credit union? I can't remember what credit union you were with when we last spoke. What credit union did you work for?
I was working for Members First Credit Union in Columbus, Ohio, that has since merged into two other credit unions. Okay. That was the last project that I worked on, was a rebranding project where we did 4 rebrands and 3 data processing conversions.
Oh my gosh.
Like all in a year. So that was kind of trial by fire. I learned a lot. And that's actually how I met our VP of marketing, Liz Garster, who works for me now. We work together at the credit union. So that was fun.
Love to hear these stories. All right, let's get on to your podcast. I'm looking at it here on my other screen here, and it looks like you guys are having a lot of fun, and you and Liz are right there laughing it up. It's called Inspiration, Inspiration. So I like the play on words there. Very nice. So tell me about Inspiration. What's it all about?
The Inspiration podcast is a passion project of mine and of Liz's. It was really her idea to do. When she started with Two Score in early 2016, I was like, here's what we do. We do marketing consulting for small credit unions. But I really have this need, this own passion inside me to help inspire women and build them up in this industry, because more and more, as time goes on, there are more women ascending to leadership positions. Mm-hmm. They're ascending to, they are getting those CEO jobs. Yep. And they're joining, like, there's more millennial women joining the industry than ever before. And awesome. I just have a passion for building them up, creating a tribe of them, and really, I just feel like if we learn to build each other up and support each other, yeah. that's going to make the industry even more successful.
Right on.
And so Liz, after many, many meetings of trying to figure out what this looked like, she has a successful podcast outside of the credit union space. It's called Wine and Shine. And she's like, we should do a podcast. We can do it from our office. It would be really easy to do. Yeah. And several months later, we developed the Inspiration name, and here we are.
Nice. So what do you guys talk about? I mean, what's obviously, it's women, professional women driven in the credit union industry, helping them further their careers. So what are some of the specific topics that you guys talk about?
Oh, we have a wide variety of topics that we talk about. I think one of the things that I felt very strongly about is a lot of women, about 80% of women, based on research that I'm finding, have what's called imposter syndrome, where they think, you know, they're constantly trying to be better and they don't believe in themselves. And so a lot of the things that I bring to the table, because Liz has her own talents and things that she really likes mm-hmm. to talk about, but something that really that I felt very strongly about talking about was the imposter syndrome and the perfectionism, and the way that we're a lot harder on ourselves, and because we're harder on ourselves, we're often harder on each other.
Yeah.
And so just talking about those things and how they play out in the workplace. And so far we've talked about burnout. Our very first episode, we had a special guest, Andy Janning, was on our show.
Andy. He's
amazing. He and he's one of the reasons why the podcast has started. He's my mentor, and he's like, you need to do this. You need to just find a way to do this. And so we've talked about burnout. Gigi Hyland was on our show. The episode's not out yet, but she was on the show last week. We talked about, forging a path for yourself to the C-suite and what she's learned over her career. Oh. We've talked about, all sorts of different things, mm-hmm. anything women deal with inside and outside of the office, because it all really, at the end of the day, there's no separation between who you are at the office and who you are at home. And there should be, like, the same issues affect you regardless of where you are. And so those are that's kind of what we talk about.
Okay. Is there kind of like a theme that you're discovering now running through these? I mean, you talked about the imposter syndrome. You talked about these challenges getting into the C-suite, that type of stuff. Are there any other themes that you're discovering in this podcast? What are you discovering in this podcast? Because, I mean, what I've discovered doing my little video thing here is, like, gosh, everyone has this fantastic story to tell, and they're so eager to tell it, and I can't wait to get them on it. I mean, like, you're telling your story right here. So, I mean, are there any kind of themes that you've discovered in your podcast?
That's a great question. Absolutely. Liz and I laugh about it all the time, but we are learning a lot through this process. One of the other things that we wanted to do is a goal of ours individually and professionally is to read one book a month to help ourselves grow. And so it's helping us stay accountable. But I can honestly say, as a result of the podcast, I'm much more self-aware than I ever have been, and really just learning to be vulnerable and talk about your issues has really been the connecting point with our audience. Mm-hmm. We've had lots of listeners write in and say, you know what, this thing you talked about in this episode is really inspiring me to step outside my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. One of our listeners has said, like, that's it, I'm quitting my job, I'm going to pursue a career in entrepreneurship. We've had all sorts of people write in and tell us what's connecting, but it's really that self-discovery path, and learning to listen to your inner voice has mm-hmm. been a big key theme for me at this point.
So it sounds like, do you find that a lot of your listeners, I mean, obviously a bunch of your listeners are within the credit union industry. Are there any folks that are listening outside the industry? I assume that you might be picking up a few people outside the industry and wanting some words of wisdom from you guys, or do you find it's just mainly credit union folks?
Where the people who are writing in and the ones who are giving us the feedback are mostly credit union folks. It's hard and I know iTunes is changing its format a little bit for you to be able to get better statistics on who's seeing it, who's downloading it, and all that sort of thing. But as of right now, it's credit union people.
Okay. Oh, no worries. Yeah. No worries. Because I think, I mean, this is a really hot topic in any industry, you know? So, mm-hmm. I think it appeals to the masses out there. So well done on that. So how do you see it benefiting credit unions?
The biggest benefit that I see is if, and I've learned this just from the consulting work that we do, a lot women identify with the Two Score brand a lot, just because we've done our own marketing and tell our own stories of how we started Two Score, how I started Two Score, and how that's gone. And so women see that and they like the story and they identify with the brand. So we do have a lot of women CEO and, you know, women marketing clients. And they have said, you know, we would love the opportunity to be able to talk to your some other clients. So there's this need for a community that people don't know is out there. Mm-hmm. And I know there's the Global Women's Leadership Network. Yes. I know they're doing some great work. So we're starting to see it, but I think if we can all use each other's talents and come together, I think the biggest benefit to the industry, again, is creating that network of really mm-hmm. awesome women mm-hmm. in the industry, giving them the tools for inspiration and the tools they need to be the better leaders and just become the best versions of themselves. Yeah. Because if they get to that point, then they're the best versions of themselves and their credit unions serving their members better. So I really do, like, pie in the sky, see the industry benefiting from this in an enormous way. Oh, at least that's what my hope is.
Yeah. All right, Amanda, here's kind of a sneaky question for you. Are there any men listening to your podcast?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, there are.
Good.
We've had so many men reach out and say, you know what, I'm so glad you're doing this. Is it okay if I listen? And I was like, absolutely. You guys are the ones supporting. You know, I'm not alone in this. My mentor is a man, Gigi Hyland. We talked about this when she was on. Her mentor is a man. Mm-hmm. It takes all of us working together to make this opportunity happen. There is a lot of pay gap in the industry. So mm-hmm. teaching women to be able to say, like, I deserve to be paid this because of here are all the qualifications that I have. So arming women with the tools they need to be as successful as possible. Mm-hmm. So we do have a lot of men listeners.
I'm just curious because I just got back from the World Credit Union Conference in Vienna, and the Global Women's Leadership Network was there. And I spoke to a lot of those women, sharp, sharp, sharp ladies indeed. And a lot of them say, hey, yeah, I had men as mentors, and we've actually invited men to the Global Women's Leadership Network, to their sessions and stuff like that, and it was really cool to see. So I was just kind of curious to see if any of the guys are out there listening and giving you feedback. So it's really good to see that crossover there. Another mm-hmm. question I had for you: what are your goals for this podcast? Where do you want to take it? What do you want to do with it?
I have a lot of goals for the podcast.
World domination.
Yes. One is just reaching all of the women out there who have this need for that community is really important. So, a podcast isn't the way to reach every woman who in the industry who wants that community. So, building an online group, like a Facebook group or something, mm-hmm. an online group. We're starting to work on that right now. Oh, but cool. Ultimately, we've had requests from listeners from, like, literally day one, you guys need to do a conference. So it's either going to be a traveling thing that goes throughout the country or something, you know, that's held in our hometown, Columbus, Ohio. Okay. Columbus is kind of a food destination and it's cheap to get to. So I think over the next year we'll be launching a conference for women to
Good
attend.
For you. Good for you. Yeah. I like that. You can build like a whole platform on mm-hmm. it, create a membership site. Oh, yeah, there's all. I'm sure you got all that stuff wired. So very cool. Any other advice out there? Look, maybe there are a few people out there who want to start a podcast. Any advice for those folks out there on any subject? I mean, just based on what you've learned.
I think the biggest piece of advice that I have, if you want to start a podcast, absolutely do it. It's really easy to do. As long as you're talking about something you're incredibly passionate about and that shows through, that's what's going to make it happen. Yeah. That's where the magic happens.
Okay. Very cool. Nice. Yeah. The passion, because it comes through in your voice. If you do like video stuff, it comes through in your face. And if you meet people in person, we know all that stuff. All right. Last question for you. Where can we find out more about Inspiration? Where can we go get it? Where can we go check it out and subscribe?
Okay. We are on iTunes, Stitcher.
Oh, cool.
We have a website. It's www.inspirationpodcast.com. It's InspirationPodcast.com.
Cool.
We also have a Facebook page and a Twitter and Instagram. So we're kind of all over the place.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah. You got to be all over the place these days in order to get the listeners in there. So very cool stuff. Anything else to wrap up here, Amanda? I'm just so happy for you and your success and your entrepreneurial spirit and your podcast. So congratulations on that. Really, really well done. Anything else to wrap up?
I just want to offer you congratulations. Oh, it's been 7 years for your show now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's grown so much and you've had so many amazing people on your show. I just want to thank you again for having me. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on your show. It's awesome.
You're welcome. Hey, I have to show you my very first listener when I first started out back in 2010. Let's see if he's still here. Hang on a second. This was my very first listener. So it's Oreo and he's grumpy.
Hi,
I just
Oreo.
Woke him up. Hello, everybody. So it all starts from somewhere. It started with my dog and the other dog and my family and stuff. So, and same thing with you. It's just everyone starts small and then you grow to be like Amanda. So good stuff.
Thank you. Well, my mom and dad are definitely two of our favorite listeners.
Well done. Well, congratulations, Amanda. Let's check in down the road, see how things are going. Always good to keep in touch and congrats again on all your success.